Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. There's a number in your head that represents the correct amount of typewriters one human should own. I have more than that, probably significantly more than the number you're thinking of. On this episode, I describe my strategy to Bob that'll whittle that number down a bit. I hope. Enjoy.
Why do we have a typewriter deadline?
Oh, I looked at the schedule for the city of Orlando, and they are doing one of their textile and electronic recycling events.
Oh.
Over at Orlando Festival Park, which is in the Milk District, which is great. They do this, I think, every quarter or so. So if you have any old electronics that you want to get rid of, I have an old tube TV that is been sitting in my garage forever, and I keep forgetting to take this stuff over. So I also have a lot of non-working typewriters. So I really need to do a typewriter audit.
Yeah.
I figure out which ones I'm keeping. Then I need to do typewriter tables. Those are going to be my electrics that I'm going to keep and make sure that stay in good shape. I'm going to figure out the ones that I'm selling. I need to figure out some ones that I'd like to maybe give away. Either like raffle off maybe through the store or give to people, like maybe they're not in the greatest shape, but you know, if you want to type or you want to experiment or you're doing some art stuff,
it's a cool thing.
And then like the broken ones.
Yeah.
And that's where I want to fit. That's where I want to spend a little bit of time figuring out like, okay, is it worth taking it up and getting it fixed at the Jacksonville shop? Is it maybe some artists want it? They're going to take it apart and mess around with them and do something. Do I use them as decorations? So I've set that for myself as a, like, this is a fun hobby. I love it, but I need some more structure in my life when it comes to this.
Yeah.
Because
well,
I can't
take,
just
they
keep.
They take space.
Yeah, that's they are big.
How many are we up to at this point?
You never ask a person how many typewriters
they own. You know something? I think I've asked you a number of times and I've never gotten an answer.
It's a super rude question.
Why? Because you're afraid that you have too many, maybe?
I might be judged based on the number that I have.
Asking a cat lady how many cats she has.
Sure.
Right? That's the same concept, basically. All right. Well, here's the thing. It's your joy. You get to have it. You get to do that. Don't ask me how many markers I have in my garage, okay? Because that's just the way it goes.
Well, and you don't know.
Yeah, but...
Because you have 7,000 plus.
I probably do. I'm not even kidding. Here's my problem. I go through them. And I work them, but I don't really ever test them to see whether or not they're working. I discover that in the middle of a retreat. I'm like, oh, this one's dead. And this is what I do literally. I throw it on the floor until I can get to that thing later. I'm not going to mess with it right now. I throw it on the floor.
And see why your kids aren't younger anymore, because that's who you would use to test all your markers.
Right. Well, you know, there were times actually.
Yeah. That actually, I should bring my kids over.
Yeah.
That could be one of their skill sets.
I'm serious. It's a fun thing. I mean, I've kids and markers, they go together well.
Yeah.
I mean, that's anything. Anytime my nieces are over, all I have to do is pull out some paper and some markers.
There you go. Yeah. Have them. That's one of their jobs, and pay them an ice cream.
That's actually a good idea.
Yeah.
Dude.
I'm all about child labor.
Yeah, you are.
Not the laws, just child labor.
That's all. Yeah. There is nothing wrong with putting kids to work. I'm not talking about in the coal mines or the iron smeltery. I'm talking about little tasks around the house. I have a long history of performing quote-unquote character-building chores for little or no compensation. When I was 10, my dad could talk me into detailing the front grille and headlights of his car for a quarter. That's character building. And look how great I turned out. So I say, heck yeah, put those kids to work while you go relax and have a fresca. That does it for this episode of The Dose. We'll catch you next time.